Praise the Lord, saints. I get you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, it's been quite a while, but I thank God the times he has given us. I thank God for the various ministrations that were on this platform. And I praise him for enabling the ministers of the gospel to bring us such exhorting words from the Holy Bible. So I'm Pastor Kimani Njogu from Eldoret, Kenya, and I thank God for this opportunity that God has given me at the request of our precious brother Andrew Ferry. To share the gospel, or a little thought on the gospel of Jesus Christ this week on this platform. So I kindly request that you pray for me. I lost my Bible, traveling to Nairobi. I'm using somebody's Bible. My car was broken into, and my Bible was stolen, plus my tablet and my sister's bag. But to trust God, He will recover them for us. So I want to share this week, and a thought that came to my mind from the book of Matthew 5, from verse 13 to verse 16. And I read, "You are the salt, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but it be cast out, and it be trodden under foot of men. Yet the light of the world, as that is set on a hill, cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle and put under a bushel, but in a candlestick, and give the light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." I'll title my sharing "Let Your Light So Shine Before Men." It is from verse 16. Now, it's a common scripture, and I feel that by the grace of God, I just try to remind you and exhort you by these words. Now, the scripture here puts it that we are the salt of the earth. Salt is not sweet. But salt is important. God just takes salt and start eating it anyhow, anywhere. Because it's not sweet. It's not salt can please the mouth. But it is important. You know, salt, food, eating food will be difficult. The Bible now refers us to be salt. We have the gospel of Jesus Christ in us is of great importance. But Jesus said something here. "But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted?" Yeah. Remember, if the salt loses its savor, remember, it can never be recovered. You can never salt it again. You can never bring it again to, it importance again. It loses its value completely. That's why it says, "Where we shall be salted, it's henceforth good for nothing." Okay, but to be cast out and to be trodden down under foot of men. Scripture says that we can never use this salt for anything. You can never salt it. You can never bring the taste of the salt to it to eat again when it has lost its savor. Therefore, the Bible says it's good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. Now, you see, when salt has lost its savor, you know, with other items, when they lose their taste, when the food has gone bad, we can throw it to the dustbin. We can also, with that dustbin, they can go as it rots, can pick that manure, plus other kind of whatever a waste that was grown there, and it becomes important. And we can use it to plant, we can throw it again to our farms and fertilize our farms. Okay, for those who are who knows how what farming is all about. But it comes to salt, you can't even pick it and throw it to a farm. No, it's useless. It can never serve any purpose at all. The Bible says it can only be thrown out, cast out, and be trodden underfoot of men. Brothers and sisters, the gospel of Jesus, we are said that we are told, or rather we, the Bible says, we are the salt of the earth. We are supposed to be salty. We're supposed to be tasty. We're supposed to be attractive. We're supposed to be a pull and a challenge to the world. But if our so-called Christianity does not challenge the world, does not pull someone to the gospel, to Christ, then it simply means that we have become saltless. And when we look at the modern Christianity, you see, it has become saltless. It has become tasteless. And therefore, it has lost that savor. It has lost that attraction it's supposed to have had to people. And that's why, you see, the gospel of Christ has been taken like it's not a necessity anymore. People can just brush it off, misbehave with it, handle it, mishandle it, you see. Take it like it's of very little value. Why? Because the effect that it is supposed to have, and make sure it is a testimony to the world, to those around us, those watching us, is no longer there. Let's realize that they even. As we had this pandemic from last year, most governments closed churches and said, you know, it's also, and we call it a non-essential. The hospitals were not closed. Supermarkets were not closed. Marketplaces were not closed. Okay, because those are the essentials. When it came to church, they closed it because it's non-essential. Why? Because it, you know, the Christians are supposed to have power. Was not felt, there's not feeling about it anymore. And therefore, there was nothing that could make it be a pool where people would run for solace, where people would run for solution. They were not able to see it. So what happens? Is that they said it is of no value. It has lost its test. Brothers and sisters, the gospel of Christ has test. The gospel of Jesus Christ has value. And it's value. So Christ said, we are the salt of the earth. We're supposed to be salty. Amen. Now, when we look at the scriptures and this the Old Testament saints, then, you know, the way they carry the gospel, Jesus Christ being our example, you would hear them speaking about him speaking like someone who has authority and not like the scribes of their day. Just look at the talking of Jesus, the speaking of Christ. His speaking was different. His talking was different. His manifestations were different. You see? Why? Because he was not just talking casually or intellectually. No, he was speaking with anointing. He was speaking with power. He was speaking with authority. He was speaking with assurance. He knew what he was. And even we Christians, brothers and sisters, today believers, if we surely know what we stand for, we are supposed to be tested salty to the world and a challenge this day that we are living in. And we as we shall continue to look at it, we shall see how the, you know, the world looks at the salt, what actually the Bible says of it being salty. And, you know, people trading it underfoot and, you know, disregarding the gospel of Jesus Christ, handling it like it's of no effect. My brothers, my sisters, just at the onset of this, I want to challenge each one of you. I want to challenge each one of you. The Bible speaks us being salty. Can our gospel be salty? Can our gospel carry testimony? Look at the testimony that Stephen left us from the book of Acts 7. You see, the gospel that Luke carried, I mean, sorry, not Luke, Stephen, you see, talks of him giving up his life. And that became the test, the action, the faith that Stephen had on the gospel. You see, and the stand he took and the sacrifice he gave for the sake of the gospel. You see, the others, or the scribes, the Pharisees, the religious people of his day, to kill him. And they thought that as they were killing him, oh my, as they were stoning him, is that they were bringing this nonsense, as so they thought, to an end. But there is something they failed to know. And I want to read for you from the book of Acts 7, from verse 55. The Bible says this, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God, and just standing on the right hand of God. I said, behold, I see the heavens opened, and Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears, and upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him, and the witness laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. Aha. Now look at that. When they were stoning him, the Bible says here, the witness laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. That which was done to Stephen, you know, never left Saul empty. It has left, and as Saul left that scene, he never settled down again. You see, it became a disturbing thing in his life. And remember that Saul from there almost became like a madman, hiding people out of temples and putting them into prison. And we're going to avoid because it was the mind. Little did he know, that what was disturbing him was the effects of that testimony of the death of Stephen. And from then on, it was the beginning of confession of Saul to Paul, our great and loving messenger. Now, we look at that. The Bible speaks of Stephen giving out his life. You know, he was salty. his stand, his faith, his testimony was a salt that changed Saul's life and affected it seriously to a point he could not return. That's what we need, brothers and sisters, this morning. Let our gospel be salty. Let our gospel be tasty. Let our gospel have effect if surely Christ abides in us. My brothers and sisters, we shall continue tomorrow, God willing. Maybe tomorrow I will record it late, since I'll be traveling from our capital city, Nairobi, back home at Gambia for mission work. And the Lord bless you, protect you, and with you all, in Jesus' name, amen.